You've just heard an instrumental track titled Descent of Saltwater from the anime series Vivid Red Operation, which aired in 2013. This track is part of the first soundtrack album with songs composed by Hideyuki Fukasawa and Hidekazu Tanaka. Good day! Welcome to Assorted Explorations. My name is Jay Agonoy and I am the editor for the culture blog Deremoe.com. In this program, I will talk about the flip side of the cosplay community, which is something you need to consider if you would like to explore more about cosplay in Manila. I'm looking forward to have you in this program, so join me as I will tour you through my assorted explorations. Cosplay or costume play is a culture where people dress up and portray themselves as their favorite character. The cosplay community started as early as the year 2000. The community started flourishing as the names of Alodia Gosengfiao and Myrtle Gale Sarosa appeared. Both of these names inspired a lot of fans to follow suit. There's just one problem. The community that we are now into isn't as sweet as it is anymore. Some veterans in the community say that they miss the good old times where they are more tight-knit. Nowadays, the community is divided by conflict and internal politics in their different circles. In this part of the program, we will begin our discussion in some of the issues present in the cosplay community in Manila. First things first, in 2011, Cosplay.ph Organization Incorporated was allowed to use the term cosplay as a trademark by the Philippine Intellectual Property Office under two classes of the International Classification of Goods and Services, or NICE. The trademark is expected to expire by 2021. Reactions have sparked against this as it is disclosed, and Cosplay.ph has stated their stance. I quote, "Initially, Cosplay.ph had applied for its own trademark as Cosplay.ph along with Cosplay Philippines and registering under NICE Classifications of Services number 35 and 41, which falls under the exclusive use of the wordmark for events. After considerable debate, we decided to apply for the word mark cosplay as well, since the availability of cosplay itself, if taken by someone else, could invalidate our two previous trademarks. For the community's peace of mind, you can use the word cosplay in your events and organizations as long as it does not cause any confusion between those events and the ones established by cosplay.ph. This also does not inhibit you from classifying yourself as a cosplayer, cosplay enthusiast, or even cosplay photographer. The NICE classifications of services number 35 and 41 will assure you of that freedom to use it freely outside event names." While Cosplay.ph has responded, those who are against it are still not satisfied. Fast forward to 2015, the trademark has been removed as the organization failed to present documents that prove that they are using the wordmark. While this has alarmed cosplayers and enthusiasts before, in the end, nothing bad actually happened. Cosplay.ph didn't chase anyone, and all is well with the community at the time a trademark symbol was placed in the word itself. A similar case has happened in Singapore around in 2007, but unlike here in the Philippines, the application in Singapore was rejected firsthand. A regular topic in the cosplay community, much evident than the first one, are the scams. I've shared a post online where a merchant shares his side on the allegations against him. He sold rolls of craft foam called Warbla to a client. His client's friend wants to get back to him as they found out that he did not actually got Warbla. He actually got EVA foam, which costs much less than the Warbla that he sold to them. While the merchant, named Shigeru Duro, wants to help the client at the time they are transacting, he told me that he will not respond to his friend's accusations against him after that, as he is not his client. Aside from this, we have the so-called joy reservers, those who will reserve for an item only to back out at the last minute. This makes fun of the efforts of a merchant to sell items and is insensitive of them. We've had cases of these before and we rarely hear any positive resolution of such cases. Just recently, a merchant has been given fake printed money in exchange for her items. This is also insensitive to the merchant's efforts of actually facing clients. scams are criminal offenses that are punishable to the full extent of the law. Yet people still fall into these things. Some cases show that falling in a scam is a result of lack of proper research. So the best way to know if a merchant or a client speaks truth to their words is through research and feedback from other merchants or clients. These scams should also be dealt in a civil way, if not be stopped altogether. We move on to the next topic of the program and talk about hostility online. We all know that the internet is a form of information and entertainment, but in this community, the internet much serves as entertainment in both good and bad ways. I've seen people ranting against fat people in costumes and cosplayers being jealous of their fellows. Recently, some people have been hostile against photographers who are also the subject of envy because they participate in outdoor photoshoots in the provinces. I was able to talk with photographer Donnie Medina. Together with his fellow photographers, they organized the Extreme Moments photoshoot series. They took photos of cosplayers in different out-of-town locations such as Capones Island in Zambales, Mount Samat in Bataan, and recently, Las Casas Filipinas de Acozar Heritage Resort, also in Bataan. Listen to Donnie as he explains what is Extreme Moments, its objectives, and his challenge to other cosplayers.
Ang Extreme Moments kasi ginawa namin ni Jeff yan to unite yung... Kasi papansin mo eh, pag nag... merong division talaga eh. Kaya mo, meron isang grupo, sila lang. Meron isang grupo, sila lang. Isang grupo, sila lang. Isang grupo, sila lang. Kaya papansin mo yung mga kasama sa Extreme Moments, cosplayers, photographer comes from the north, the south, the west, the east. Ang ano talaga ng Extreme Moments is to... yung i-bring namin yung cosplaying and cosplay photography to the next level. So, parang yung mga nasasabing hindi sila nanonotice, isang challenge yun sa kanila. Tulad nga na sinabi nung isa naming co-organizer na si Eric, make us notice you. Kasi, paano namin dadalhin sa the next level kung sa tingin namin o sa tingin ng lahat or kung sa kanila mismo, hindi, parang kulang pa. Kasi ang ano dyan is to improve. Mag-improve ka na mag-improve na mag-improve. Eh ano, kung hindi ka na invite, there's always next time.
To make the story short, amid the envy and the hate that have been surrounding out-of-town photoshoots, the organizers are pushing to level up their participant skills. The hanging question is this. Do cosplayers want more of this? Assorted Explorations, we'll be right back. We will now play another anime track. This track is from the anime series Non Non Biori Repeat titled Kodama Kotodama, sung by NaNoWriMo, and this serves as the opening theme for the TV series.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Assorted Explorations. I'm Jay Agonoy. Let's get a recap of what we've done in the first part of the program. We've started discussing the issues surrounding the cosplay community in Manila. We are currently on the topic of hostility, and we are now focusing on the recent hostility towards out-of-town photoshoots. We left a hanging question earlier. Do cosplayers want more out-of-town photoshoots? Or rather, do we need these out-of-town photoshoots that has been the subject of envy recently? I asked attendees during Otaku Expo Reload 2015, which happened at the SM Megatrade Hall 1 in Mandaluyong City last August 8 and 9. I was able to talk with a photographer and three cosplayers about the matter. We have here Rizel and Christine, both of which are cosplaying as characters from the series The Irregular at Magic High School. Christine, what are your thoughts on these photoshoots?
Papakita namin, mas na-interpret namin yung pagiging fascinate namin doon sa anime, tsaka mas napapakita namin kung paano namin siya parang ina-idolize yung isang character.
Rizel, do we need these kinds of photoshoots?
For me, yes. Because in that way, we could improve or we could show them that what true cosplay is and how creative we are. And we will gonna show them how passionate we are with our hobby or interests, especially this cosplay.
I also have Noel Mendoza, who cosplays as Spider-Man. Noel, is it okay to have these photo shoots, and should photographers have a right in the pictures of cosplayers that they took?
Okay lang naman yung mga photo shoots kasi what usually happens is this is where people get their awesome pictures for example, if they need it on for profiles or for albums or for their cost cards, ganun. Dapat allow din yung photographer kasi syempre sila yung kumuha nun. Kahit sabihin mong nag-participate both parties dun, the photographer yung nag-compose nun, yung lighting and everything else, sila yung nag-ano nun eh. Nag-set tong everything nun kung bakit naging maganda yung photo.
Finally, I have photographer Rain Zandueta who would like to follow suit in the trends. Rain, should everyone organize their own photoshoots?
Well naman, kahit sino naman pwede naman mag-organize ng kahit anong shoot like that out of town. Ano naman kung bakit nila binabash yung mga ganong ano? Eh kung sila din naman, kaya naman din nila mag-ano nun. Kahit ako, nag-organize ako ng ganon. May plano na nga kami. Nag-meeting na kami for our out-town photoshoot. Hindi naman sa ginagaya namin, pero kailangan naming i-experience para sa mga ano namin. Sa mga skills namin, para ma-enhance din. Then, may experience din yung like totally extreme na yung papanik ka ng bundok, papasok ka ng kuweba. Ganon yung shoot namin. Kaya ang tawag ko is Outbound Adventures eh.
Is it okay for everyone to take the same steps as their inspirations?
O naman, kahit sino naman mapapagaya yan. Kasi, as a photographer ako, gusto ko rin yan eh. Kasi gusto ko talaga yung talagang tahimik na lugar. Ay yung out from the city na photoshoot.
As you heard just now, we have positive responses when it comes to photoshoots. It's not just about being on the cutting edge of the community, and I'd say that photographers and cosplayers alike should also think out of the box and get a bigger canvas rather than being hostile about it. Let's move on to another topic. I told you earlier that the names of Aloja and Myrtle have inspired people to cosplay, but there are some people who use the hobby of cosplay as a stepping stone for fame. That is a matter of concern to those who have been into the community. One argument present is that cosplayers should not do this as this stains the hobby. A counter-argument will be brought up saying it doesn't matter. That argument will be countered by a show of evidence that the community is now swarmed by people who wants to shine so much that they will even do the darndest things to get attention. To top it off, there will be a counter-argument saying that you get attention in cosplaying altogether. A few minutes later, the arguments could veer off to name-calling and discrimination against social status. It's a mad world out there. As for me, I still do not recommend cosplaying as a way to be scouted as a talent. Cosplaying to get noticed is one thing. Cosplaying for fame is another. It's a great thing if you got more and more friends as you cosplay, but you are showing a bad impression if you are forcing yourself to cosplay just to get famous. We are happy that you are enjoying cosplay, and that's what matters the most. We're almost done in discussing the issues in the cosplay community in Manila, but if you think that cosplay drama is only present here, wait until you hear news from other countries. Let's pause for a moment and get outside the country's cosplay drama. In a discussion that I've had with my friends from the Indonesian culture website Kauri Nusantara, I was told about how some Indonesian fans online reacted to the so-called lackluster performance of their country's delegate to the recently held World Cosplay Summit in Japan. They were surprised about the reactions as they are very supportive of them. What does this show? The reactions not just speak ill of the delegates who have put their best effort forward, but also of the cosplay community in Indonesia. I have watched their performance and I was satisfied, so I really wonder why some of them are calling their efforts lacking. Let me close the discussions on the issue by asking them, what is lacking? On our final part of the program, I will shed a light on why I mention these things to every one of you listening. For starters, these are just a quarter of all the issues that the local cosplay community has. If you are a starter in the community, how could these things discourage you from joining us? Were you already discouraged by the fact that even if you wanted to live in a fantastic place, you still end up looking in the troubles of free life in the face? Rather, were you already discouraged by the hostility that is ingrained in what you have heard right now? I came to share you that this place that we are into is not the fantastic place that you got inspired to in the first place. I came to tell you these things so that next time you will not be surprised. As for those who are in our community and are hesitating, please ask yourself, what does matter the most? Your passion for the hobby or the drama that surrounds it? Chances are you've spent thousands of pesos just to get the costume right. Some of you failed to get it right. Some of you failed to satisfy yourself. And some of you failed to show what you want to be. Let me tell you this, you are not alone. But it takes a single you to position yourself to which suits you best. To quote Nike, or in another instance, Shia LaBeouf, just do it. You dreamt of being your favorite character yourself. Nothing stopping you from doing so. And I quote LaBeouf again, don't let your dreams be dreams. That's our program for today and I hope you enjoyed it. Before I say goodbye for now, let me tell you first the last song that I will be playing. This one is Colorful Box, the opening to the anime series Shirobako, sung by Yoko Ishida. Yeah. Shirobako is a story of five schoolgirls who dreamt of being in the animation industry. After schooling, they found themselves working in various parts of the animation industry. Of course, they didn't do it over time. They struggled to make their dream a reality. And I recommend this series to everyone who would like to pursue animation studies. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, send me an email at asortex@outlook.ph. That's ASSORTEX at outlook.ph. I'm also on Twitter at Asortex. With that said, I'm Jay Agonoy, and thank you for listening to my Assorted Explorations. Have a great day ahead.